Sudbury's looking forward, Eric, to having you back at the Trevi this Saturday. And when was the last time you were here?
Oh, my gosh. It was pre-pandemic. I used to tour in Sudbury quite a bit because working with Sudbury Performance Group and Mark Ministo, Mark Ministo is a huge fan of mine, and he would bring me up as often as he could. And then when I was up there, I met a girl. It's a classic entertainer story. I met a girl. I'm no longer with her, actually. I'm not even sure where she is. I'm with a new girl, but I met a girl in Sudbury. I was with her for over a year. So I would go see her, but it was really more of an excuse to go do shows in Sudbury. So I used to do a ton of shows all over Sudbury at the Caruso Club and the Trevi and inside the theater there. And also all the bars downtown I would do shows at. I did the LOL Sudbury Comedy Festival. So I say that Sudbury is kind of like my secondary comedy home. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm very excited that you have such a busy career. That's fantastic. Can you remember back to the first time you stepped on stage doing stand-up? Like, what was that like? What happened?
Oh, my God. So November 1st, 2010 was my first set ever. It was at an open mic in a basement in Vancouver. I was in Vancouver because I was going to film school out there at the Vancouver Film School. And a friend of mine, who's now actually my touring opening act, his name is Michael Moses, and he works a lot in Sudbury, he suggested we go to this open mic comedy night. And I sat down and I watched the show and I went, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I just knew. It was, for lack of a better phrase, it was an aha moment. And I went, I wish someone would have told me sooner. And I started at age 20, which is relatively young. And I literally haven't stopped since. I mean, I got that first laugh. I was already comfortable on stage when I got up there because I had been doing theater and musical theater and dance my entire life. Yes, me, an ex-competitive dancer, now comedian. I was very comfortable on when I went up there. So I was just, I got that first laugh and I was hooked.
Comedian Eric Johnston is who I'm speaking with right now. What was the reaction of your family, Eric, when you said, look, okay, I am going to, like, not go to school anymore. I am going to be a comedian. I'm going to make my living as a comic.
Well, hilarious. So I dropped out of theater school to go to film school. I finished film school. And yeah, that's an entertainer story, the theater school dropout. But I finished film school, and I come from a very interesting background. So my parents are two completely different people. My father was the late great Canadian professional wrestler, Bullwhip Johnson. He's in the Canadian Wrestling Hall of Fame. He toured all over the world as a professional wrestler. Unfortunately, my father passed away in 2003. But as a child, I watched this man be this entertainer. He was in WCW events, and he was famous in Japan. This guy has a crazy life. And then my mom is a commercial, or she just retired after 46 years, a commercial account manager for the Bank of Montreal.
Oh,
so I had this entertainer, bigger than life, rock star, professional wrestler, and my mom who worked for the bank. You know, my mom's my number one fan. Now I make, you know, I make money at this. I make a living, you know, and, you know, collecting syrup was a nice touch too. So I make money. I do this professionally. I make a living, and I get to tour, North America for free. I get to go and stay and see all these beautiful things. And now, like I said, my mom's my number one fan. She calls around. My uncle Jim lives in Whitefish, and she called my uncle Jim, and he's calling all his friends to come to the show. My mom is like my manager booker now. And she doesn't even take a percentage. She just makes me, you know, Sunday dinner every week. So it's nice.
Is it weird when you've got family members in the audience? Is that a different feeling than if it's complete strangers?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a relatively clean comic, so I don't worry about, like, you know, my Uncle Jim and my Aunt Denise worry about me saying anything too risque or anything like that, because I don't necessarily do that kind of material. However, you know, I think, for me, people don't realize that, you know, a comic is like a band. You know, a band plays the same songs every night. You know, a comic, for the most part, especially when I'm on tour, I'm kind of doing the same show every night. And I have a lot of new material, but there's some jokes that I've been doing for like 5-6 years. And I'm like, oh, man, Uncle Jim's going to be there tonight. He's heard this joke like 8 times. But other than that, you know, I mean, I'm happy that they're there, and they're so supportive. And again, my whole family was around my dad growing up. So, you know, they would watch my dad wrestle. Now they watch me as a comic, and I don't have to take any of the bumps. I'm not covered in bruises at the end of the night.
Who's the funniest person you know, like personally know?
I'm looking at him in the mirror right now. No, you know what? My family is hilarious. My mom is hilarious. My dad was hilarious. My grandma was hilarious. My grandma was the type of lady that would, you know, do the rosary with a Coors Light in her hand. She was crass. She was hilarious. She was, you know, and same with my aunts and uncles. Everyone in my family, everyone I know is funny. You know, in Hamilton, where I grew up, at Stony Creek here specifically, you know, everyone has this kind of, you know, hardworking blue-collar mentality where everyone is hilarious. You know, the rest, they just all went out and got jobs. And I was like, eh, I'm going to try to do this my own. And I've done exactly that. And I've had this crazy career. Like I said, I've toured all over North America. I've had the opportunity to open for Russell Peters, who's a big hero of mine. I opened for Sebastian Maniscalco, who's another hero of mine. I performed at the Laugh Factory, and I performed at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, and I've toured, again, all Canada, up and down, left and right, you know, four or five times now. And, you know, I get to watch The Price is Right every day. What kind of job is that? It's the best. You know, I had to pause The Price is Right to do this interview.
Well, I'm so glad you did. And to be honest, Eric, I want to tell you that notoriously, like I've been in radio for a very, very long time. And notoriously, I find comedians very difficult to interview.
Not this one, though.
No, my gosh. This has been wonderful.
Hey, I've been in the game 11 years. Plus, I'll say in closing, you know, it's called show business for a reason. And if I wasn't doing what I'm doing right now, I'd be working in a factory in Hamilton at Stelco. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I have friends and family who've worked there their entire lives and made and built families and homes. But I do something different, and I treat that with the same amount of respect as if I was going into a factory every day lugging in a lunch pail. So when you're like, let's do an interview, I'm like, what? You know, let's do a radio spot, a newspaper. I just want people to come to the show because I've worked at this my entire life. 11 years as a stand-up, I started as an entertainer when I was 6 years old. I'm 31, turning 32. I may seem young, but I've been doing this since I was six. So I love anything like this, and I most importantly love people, and I love Sudbury. So I'm so excited. We may even have to add a second show because this show is selling so quickly.
What?
Saturday. So 7:30 is the first show. If that selling continues to sell like the way it is right now, we may have to add a second show. But that being said, go to sudburyperformance.ca right now and get your tickets. And I want to pack everyone in there. We're at full capacity. I'm going to be doing my full hour. I've got some local openers. It's going to be an amazing night.
Well, you know what, Eric? If you weren't a comedian, if you did work at Stelco, I think you'd be the funniest guy in the factory.
Well, that's just factual. I totally agree with you.
Eric Johnston, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. All the details on our website, 927rock.ca, and safe travels up to Timmins for the start of your tour.
And then I'm coming back to the Big Nickel.